Mission Network News, 4.5 minute version, Tuesday, October 19, 2004. In 3, 2, 1. Christian churches targeted in Iraq. One ministry is concerned. Thousands are suffering in Sudan and Christians are reaching out. And movie stars in India are getting behind a state-of-the-art presentation of the life of Christ. These stories and more are straight ahead on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. We begin today in Iraq as Christian churches were once again the target of violence over the weekend. That has many evangelical mission and relief agencies concerned. International Aid is one of them, IA's president Miles Fish.
The radical element there in Iraq is trying to force the Christians out of the country prior to the election in January. We have four clinics that have been operating now in Iraq, but all four of those are on the premises of an Iraqi Christian church. And they are being staffed by Iraqi Christian doctors and nurses.
Fish says the attacks didn't affect their work.
The churches that we have associated ourselves with have not been targets, at least not yet. And the doctors that we're working with are still in country, but they understand that there is an increasing risk to them as the election comes closer.
Funding is needed for supplies so that these believers can be a testimony to those they treat. Next, New Life World Aid, a ministry of Campus Crusade for Christ Canada, says thousands of people in Sudan's Darfur region need help. The United Nations describes the situation as the world's worst humanitarian crisis with catastrophic levels of suffering. The World Health Organization reports that people are dying at a rate of 10,000 a month. New Life says a gift of $51 can feed a family for a month. As they help in Jesus' name, it presents opportunities to share the gospel. You're listening to Mission Network News. 650,000 people heard the gospel in Lima, Peru. It was all part of Luis Palau's Great Music, Good News 6-day festival that concluded over the weekend. 300,000 listened on Friday and 350,000 participated on Saturday. According to the Palau Association, 41,000 people signed response cards indicating first-time commitments to Christ. The number of decisions was among the highest ever seen by the Palau ministry. Pray the discipleship ministry will be effective. Meanwhile, after a landmark letter of intent was signed last month to broadcast Book of Hope's soon-to-be-completed Godman project, influential people are getting behind it. Book of Hope's Rob Hoskins.
God has raised up some of the leading stars in Bollywood, which is the largest film industry in the world, to come along and help us with the Indian production. We're talking about a guy like Johnny Lever, who's the number one comedian. He's the Robin Williams, Jim Carrey of India. This is a man who's a household name in India. Every young person in the country knows who he is. He'll be in our production, and he's helping us with the production.
The state-of-the-art animated presentation of the life of Christ needs more than $200,000 to translate it into 14 languages in the region, and it's urgent.
The new government change has created an opportunity for us that we need to take advantage of right now. We don't know what's going to happen in the future in India. The BJP and the Shiv party, these Hindu fundamentalistic parties, are continuing to exert their strength on a local level. But at the national level, we now have an unprecedented opportunity to take advantage missiologically of this open door.
And finally, a new missionary radio website is hoping to encourage Christians to get more involved in reaching the lost through mass media. Transworld Radio Europe just launched a new portal that's expected to focus on the many languages they're broadcasting to. TWR's Joanne Cooper.
As people get in to the site, they will really see how international we are and how in-country our ministry is, and maybe want to be involved in something that is not just bringing the gospel to somebody or sending it, but we are truly working through nationals who know their people, who are in their country and are concerned about their people.
Go to our website to get connected. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Network News is now offering church bulletin inserts to help keep people in your church updated on the latest mission news. For information, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. You can also sign up at our website, missionnetworknews.org. Click on the bulletin insert banner and fill out the information. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.